County Councilor, Frederick County, Maryland. You know, Frederick County, that's the biggest county in the state of Maryland, land-wise. Gave money away, or we'll be giving some money away, so just get in line and we'll hand it out. But not to all of you. What is going on? I can tell you. We'll find out more because I'll go directly to the source who can tell me what's going on. That's Phil Dacey, councilman from District what, Phil?
At large.
At large. Well, congratulations. That's right. I should have remembered that. Well, great to hear from you again. I thought you were in hibernation, but I'm glad you're out and about. What's wrong with you all up there? I mean, what's going on? Is the air too thick or thin? How can I help? Because I don't understand what the council's doing.
Yeah, so, you know, that makes two of us then.
Okay.
So let me just lay it out for you.
Please.
We found out earlier in the year that the county, you know, due to the taxpayers of the county, have overpaid. Compared to what services they've gotten from the county. So we have a $74 million surplus. That's good news, right?
That is great news, yes.
A good thing. The economy is booming. I mean, Frederick County is doing well. People as a whole are having higher income. You know, there's higher income taxes coming in, but there's also higher property tax rates or higher property taxes coming in.
Yep.
As properties increase in value, you know, people pay more in property tax. So, you know, as far as I know, this is the biggest surplus that we can remember in Frederick County, $74 million. That we have unaccounted for, you know, that we've over-collected in revenue.
And now you're going to give it back to the taxpayers. No?
Yeah. So the first thing that we did with the $74 million as a county that we did was we bought the old State Farm building, which is off of Route 15.
Right.
So, you know, that building that was constructed in the 1960s and so that building cost about $20 million. It needs a new roof already, so that's about $10 million. So that's about $30 million that was expended out of the $74 million surplus. And, of course, the wisdom of doing that is something that that you can question. I was opposed to the idea of, you know, paying top dollar for, you know, a 60-year-old building.
Right.
And without a good idea of what we're going to do with it. But we own this big building now, and it's we spent 30 of the 74 million, so that still leaves 45 million.
Yeah.
Yep, 45 million or so in surplus.
I'm waiting for my money. Go ahead. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but this is not going to go the way I like it. I can tell you that it sounds like you're getting ready to set me up is what you're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm setting you up. Yeah, so the county likes to carry $25 to $30 million into the next budget year for whatever reason. That's what they like to do. That's something that they like to start with into the next budget cycle. So say that's $30 million of the $45 million. So now we're down to $15 million. So I said, let's give that $15 million back to the taxpayers. Now, Councilmember Blue also wanted to give some of that money back to the taxpayers, and he had a proposal that almost half of the county property owners would receive a $175 rebate. And that costs about $7.5 million. Now, that means anybody who owns a house that is valued at less than $320,000 would receive a $175 one-time tax rebate. But that leaves out half the county.
Yes.
In fact, there are whole zip codes. You know, I live in a middle-class neighborhood in Frederick City that's full of townhouses and small single families, and there's not one home that is worth less than $325,000 in my neighborhood. And so, you know, as a consequence, there's nobody within a 5-mile radius of me that's going to see one penny of tax relief out of that. So my proposal last night was pretty simple. You know, we have $15 million that is allegedly uncounted for. I mean, we had a substantially more than that. Some of that was spent, and some of it was put aside for future spending.
Certainly.
But there's still $15 million unaccounted for. And to give a $175 tax credit or tax rebate to every property owner would have cost $15 million. So every property owner under my amendment last night would have received $175. However, it was not successful under my amendment. Only Councilmember Blue and myself voted for that amendment to give a tax rebate to every homeowner. So as a result, $7.4 million of the $74 million surplus will be given back to the taxpayers, but only half of the county will receive any money at all in a tax rebate from this big surplus that we once had, $74 million. It's now down to
$7.5 million.
And the choice last night, actually, when the administration made the case that they would rather spend the money, the $7.5 million, on projects yet to be named. So they cited, you know, some potential school projects, but there was no specific.
There's nothing on the trestle board. There's nothing on the block there that has to be looked at.
They also cited the desire for a climate fund.
Yeah, that's what's needed. You know, I've said that. So I'm being very cynical here because I've got a lot to say, but I'm going to ask you the question because you represent us as one of the council members at large. But I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, would you hold through the break? We'll be right back.
Sure.
Appreciate that. Phil Dacey, councilman at large, Frederick County, Maryland, says if you want your tax money back, well, maybe if you live in a home with $325,000 or less. But, you know, if you're above that, well, I'm not going to tell you what it says. We'll be right back. Alderman, he used to be Councilman Phil Dacey, district at large, whatever that means. He runs for the entire county. All right, Councilman, I got some more questions here for you. Last night, you decided to give part of the county taxpayers a rebate, and you said basically the rest of you ain't getting it. I understand from the articles that I've seen that the county exec was not for all this, or was she? What was she for?
Well, she supported the giving out the lower amount to half of the taxpayers in the county. So that was only 10% of the surplus that we returned to the taxpayers. So 90% of it was spent. And last night we had a choice. I mean, I know we're throwing around a lot of numbers and they're big numbers. It's we had a choice last night, a basic choice of whether we wanted to just say, well, the county can better spend this money or, you know, the taxpayers should get more of it back. And the county council very simply voted to say the county should spend this money and the taxpayers should get less of it back. So,
is that to mean that you're all smarter than the taxpayer that obviously gives the money in to you for the purpose? I don't understand how we can say if all of us pay taxes, all homeowners in Frederick County pay taxes, and you pay a lot of taxes, as far as I think it's expensive to live here. Why would you be discriminate against all taxpayers? Because you're taking what people that have homes over $325,000, and you're saying, well, you know, we're going to take your money that you put in. Because if you have a home that pays that is above $325,000, obviously you're going to pay more taxes. Correct? Correct.
Yeah.
So why would we not benefit from this surplus that we have? And again, I'm for giving the tax dollar back to the taxpayer, but there's more taxpayers than what you're only favoring a portion of the taxpayer.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, so those people that bought a home 10 or 15 years ago for, I don't know, $200,000, we bought a home 15 years ago in Frederick County for $200,000, I guarantee it's doubled in value.
I guarantee it.
So you're not getting, you know, so you're not getting anything back, you know. So it really punishes people that have been here for a long period of time because their homes have increased to the point where they're not going to be getting any rebate back. I mean, this county, really, we have what I'd like to say is we have a spending problem. I mean, you see it nationally.
Yeah.
You see it nationally. I mean, you see it nationally. You see it in virtually every state, but you see it here locally, too. I mean, our budget has grown in the last 2 years over 12%. So that's not counting the $74 million surplus that they're continuing to spend. That's also not counting a $50 million gift from the federal government.
Correct.
The federal government is saying, you know, you can spend this money because of corona, you know, because of the coronavirus. They passed those huge bills in Congress, and some of that money, $50 million of it, is going to come to Frederick County, and we have to figure out how to spend that. So, I mean, that's really over $120 million right there. I mean,
Well, I've got more questions, Phil, but I have a caller that wants to ask the question. Let's go to him. All right, caller, you're live. Bill, is this you?
Yes. Councilman Dacey, how you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a question for you, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I picked this information up on Veterans Day. Is it true that there's going to be allotted thousands of more dollars to the diversity division, like a car and a staff?
Yes, that is true. There's a social justice equity position that was created by the county, and we as the council just passed a bill that makes it a department. So it's a full department now for social justice and equity and inclusion. And
what would be the reason to make it a division? I don't understand that.
Well, the reason for making it, putting it in law that it has to be its own department is so they can, one, I guess, you know, make it grow
forever
as a department. Yeah, and two, it will be there until the county council changes its mind.
No.
You know, until the county council would have to act to eliminate that department rather than just have it created by the county executive and have the county executive. So,
okay, I've got one more question and then I'm going to let you go, okay?
Sure.
Do you think this is where some of the money is they're thinking of putting this into?
Well, I think,
because,
I'm not sure what they're planning on doing.
This is a division. It's not even needed, Phil.
Right. I mean, I voted against that department creation. I thought that we don't need another department.
See, I'm thinking, Phil, that
some of it could be done with human resources.
Well, I think you're short-sighted because you can close now the Department of Human Resources because obviously they can't do the job. Obviously, they can't be fair in hiring. It's ridiculous. Again,
there could be a savings there.
Exactly.
Thank you, Phil. Take care.
Thanks.
Oh, another question I had for you. Now, you're not getting off so easy here, Mr. Dacey.
No.
I wanted to know about Kai's electric car parking lot that he wants to put at county properties and county buildings. And now, when you pull on, you know, I don't have an electric car, although my car has electricity and it's not electric. But anyhow, which I think is, again, discriminatory against my gas guzzler. Do I have to pay for the electricity from the car, from the electric?
Well, we don't even have any public chargers on county property in Frederick County, so I thought the bill was a little premature.
But he said it was inevitable. We're all driving electric cars. That's what he said.
Yeah, and we learned that, you know, basically this, we have the authority already. We have we could put up a sign if the county were to put in a public charger, we could just put up a sign that would say, don't park here unless you're charging. And, you know, that would suffice. But instead, we passed a law last night. We put a law on the books.
Sure, that's what I mean. Well, that way it could be forced. I think, well, I can tell you how we can help this out, Phil, Mr. Dacey. How, Tim? The Balloon Patrol could have a second responsibility. They could be the electrified charging station patrol. And I think that we would be killing two stones with one bird. Get it?
Well, one of the things that the administration said they wanted to do with the surplus was create some sort of climate fund.
That's interesting.
So, there was no detail on that, but
no.
It's something that would be our tax dollars that presumably would be a fund to, you know, address the emergency of climate change that we passed earlier. So
no, we had an emergency, but you all keep talking, not you all, but I'm looking for that emergency, by the way, because somehow I'm going to get in on this. I'm going to become the local Al Gore.
There you go.
Or John Kerry, and I think I should be, funded. A Division of Emergency Climate. And I was thinking to use the term weatherman, but that didn't go over too big. Well, that's an inside joke. But anyhow, Phil, anything else you want to chat with? We're here for you.
That's all I wanted to share with everybody is that, you know, it's one of those things where you got to watch where your taxpayers, where tax dollars are going, and they're not going back in the pockets that they should. So So I wanted to make sure everybody
knew that. Why was Councilman Donald being so mean to us? I mean, he didn't want to give any of it back.
I think he articulated that he wanted to, he trusted the county to spend money.
Oh, Lord. Well,
more than he wanted to give it back.
Well, we thank you, Councilman, for looking out for the taxpayer. At least you did your best. And, well, there's brighter days ahead. I heard those elections coming up. Appreciate it always.
All right.
Oh, this is not all. Pleasure. Stop saying that. This is Councilman Phil Dacey, a councilman at large. Thank you for your insights, and thank you for bringing us that information. We're coming right
back. Pleasure talking with you. All right.
Thank you, brother. Thanks. Take care.